I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. Hello, everyone. This is Vic Cohen broadcasting live from downtown Los Angeles' Skid Row Studios. The name of the show is It Is a Fair Question, because on this show, every question is a fair question. No question is too personal or off limits. Now, tonight, we have a really special show. Normally, I have a guest in the studio. But today, or this evening, the guests don't even know they're going to be on the show. What do you mean by that, Vic? That's you guys. I don't know. Maybe you don't sound like that. In my head, that's what you sound like. What I mean is, one of my favorite things to do is pull pranks. I love prank phone calls, and I've been doing it for years. I also love pulling pranks on video. I did a lot of that on How We Do It with Howie Mandel. And actually, if you want to see some of those bits, you can go to VicCohen.com, my website. That's VicCohen.com. And one of my favorite types of comedy is the kind of comedy where there is no net, where anything can happen at any time. And that is exactly what is going to happen over this next hour. I'm going to pull some pranks on some people. As I said, they have no idea I'm calling. I have no idea what's going to happen. Now, a lot of times when people pull prank phone calls on radio shows, they'll pull them ahead of time. They'll record them ahead of time, and then they edit them down to make them look very clean. So we're not doing that here. This is all real. This is all in the moment. And I have no idea what's going to happen. And that's what makes it, for me, the most exciting. And I'm really happy that you're here to join me as we together find out what's going to happen. Now, the first thing I'd like to do is I want to do something. It's very timely. And I want to first say that it is not being done to make any kind of political statement. It's really just, it just feels like the right time to do it. And you'll know what I mean in just a minute. Our board operator and also the guy who runs this place, has the keys to this place, is Jeremy Hansen. How are you, Jeremy?
Great, Vic. How's it going?
Things are great. Very well. You're going to be operating the board tonight, as you always do so well. Thank you.
Yep.
And I've given you some phone numbers to call.
Yeah, I got the list here.
Okay, great. Now, as you know, Jeremy, and all of you listening, gun control has become a big issue in our society, particularly of late. Isn't that correct, Jeremy?
Absolutely.
And I'm not going to be political about it right now, because that's not really the point of this at all. But I have the phone number, Jeremy. I have the phone number of a guy who's very pro-gun.
Right.
And he has no idea I'm going to call him. I hope he picks up. He lives, I'm not going to say where he lives, except it's somewhere in the state of New Mexico. And I understand he owns quite a lot of guns. I've never met the man. I only have his name and number through a friend. It's his father. Okay? So I am going to be calling. My name is going to be Phil, and I'm calling from the NFA. That is No Firearms Allowed. And we're going to call Mr. Martinez right now. Are you dialing that, Jeremy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So you've already dialed the number?
Yep.
Okay, great. And can I hear that? Is it ringing? There it is. Okay, here we go. We may wake him up. Let's see what happens here. This is going to be interesting. Oh, I hope he picks up.
What?
Hello, hi there. Is this Mr. Martinez?
Yes.
Hi there, Mr. Martinez. My name is Phil. I'm calling from the NFA. The NFA stands for No Firearms Allowed. And I'm looking to hope you'll support our community activism. We're trying to have all guns removed from the community. Can I count on your support?
You cannot.
I cannot. And why is that, sir?
Because I don't believe in what you're selling.
Well, let me tell you this, sir, Mr. Martinez. We have a very special program. It's called the Guns for McMuffins program. And what we do for you, sir, is for every gun you bring to our organization, I will give you a coupon for your very own smoking delicious Egg McMuffin. Yeah, can I right, count on okay. your support?
No. Bye.
Sir? Okay, Jeremy, that he did not enjoy that.
No. He was definitely not...
Not biting.
He was not biting.
But I have
not
more,
even for a McMuffin.
No, not even for. And you know, the thing is, I had more to offer him. Call him again.
Okay.
We, you know, maybe he'll go for something else I've got for this man. I think he'll pick up because he sounded a little groggy. So maybe now he's a little more up. Let's see what happens here. Is it ringing? No. Okay. It takes a second for it to get into the system. We have a little bit of a delay. And we should be here any second. There we go.
What?
Hi there. This is, my name is Phil, calling from the NFA. That's the No Firearms Allowed organization. I think we got cut off. And I just wanted to...
I think you got hung up on is what I think.
Oh, sir, I'm so sorry. Is it the problem with the Egg McMuffins? Because I can tell you, sir, I've got another program I think you're going to love. It's called Ammo for Coffee. For every bullet that you bring us, I'm going to give you a coupon for your very own black coffee.
Oh, you don't have that much coffee.
Oh, you have a lot of ammo?
You might say that.
Wow, should I be nervous, sir?
Why?
Oh, this is not going well. Can I count on your support, sir?
No.
No. What about this? We have another program. It's called Real for Replica, sir. If you bring in your real gun, we'll give you a replica made out of soap. How does that sound? Would you enjoy that, sir?
This was one of the best prank calls I've had in a long time.
Sir, there's nothing fake about this, sir. I'm with the organization right here in New Mexico. We have a lot of fine people just like yourself, sir. And I'd love to put you down as a yes. Or perhaps maybe you could help us work the phones.
There's no way that's going to happen.
And why is that, sir?
Because I don't believe in what you're selling.
Well, I'm not selling anything, sir, but just peace.
Yeah, right.
Well, what can I do to help you get your guns, get those guns away from you, sir? How can I get those guns out of your hands?
You don't have enough money to do that.
Really? Sir, and I hate to be, if I'm pushing, but you don't sleep with a gun in your bed, do you?
What's that now?
You don't sleep with a gun in your bed, do you, sir?
In my bed?
Yes, sir. It's a fair question.
Within reach, yes.
Are you scared of someone, sir?
People like you.
Sir, I will give you, let me tell you, sir, what can I do? I want to ask you, what can I do to get those guns from you?
Absolutely nothing.
And why is that?
Like I said, I don't believe it. Now, hey, it's almost midnight, and I do wish you'd quit calling.
Okay, sir. Can I count on your support? Well, Jeremy, I thought that was going to go further.
Yeah, no, he's not giving you support no matter what.
No, that's okay. I was hoping to get him on the phone a little longer. I would call him, but the man is armed. And his son is actually in the room here with me. You can't see him. He's actually shooting this on camera, and he's giving me the no more. I don't want to destroy this guy's relationship with his father.
When someone calls out, you know, the time... You know, hey, it's getting to be midnight.
Right. Well, that's okay. Let's move on. That was a good warm up, I thought.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I mean, we have to warm it up a little. And the next one I want to call, next place we're going to call, Jeremy, we're going to call a Vegas wedding chapel. Okay. And hopefully they will pick up. Because I have a cousin, his name is Duke, Jeremy, and Duke is looking to get married. And he wants to get married in Vegas. But he has a certain kind of wedding involved that I think is going to surprise the people at the chapel and all of you listening. Can you give us a call? Give that call the first number right there?
Yep, calling right now.
Excellent. Very good. This is my cousin, Duke. And Duke's in love. I'm curious how this is going to go. Are we, we're dialing right now?
Thank you for calling the world-famous A Little White Wedding Chapel, okay, where all your dreams are true. Friends and family not able to join you on your special day?
Now, I've...
Well, now, can try our new live streaming and on-demand...
Jeremy?
If you know your party's intention, you got this. Dial it now.
Okay.
Otherwise, please listen to the following three options before making your selection.
See, this is why people do them ahead of time.
Instructions to
you don't have
chapel,
to listen to this part of it.
Press 1. To speak to one of our friendly wedding coordinators for assistance with your wedding ceremony... Please press 2.
Okay, here we go.
Transferring you to...
Wedding coordinators.
Please wait a moment.
Okay.
We have the dog bark ready.
Good evening, the White Wedding Chapel.
Hi. My name's Duke, and I was calling to see about if I could arrange in a wedding. Is this the right person to speak with?
Yeah, do you know which package you want to do?
I'd like to do the most expensive package.
Okay.
My partner and I have been together for 7 years.
Okay.
And she is everything to me.
All right. And you said your name was Duke?
My name is Duke. Yes, it's Duke.
Are you the same sex?
That's an interesting question. It is a woman. It is a woman. It's a female. And it's beautiful. And
we don't do same-sex marriages here.
No, I didn't say that, sir. I said it's a woman. It's a female.
Okay.
I'm a man. Duke's a man. My lady friend, Chocolate, is a female.
Cool, okay.
Yeah.
When do you want to do it?
Well, I'd like to do it as soon as possible.
Tomorrow?
Well, she's right now at the kennel. And she should be back in about 2 days. I read about you people online, and I just thought you guys sounded the best. Are you free in 2 days?
Yeah.
Okay. And the dog's name is Chocolate.
Oh, you're talking about a dog?
Yes. That is my partner.
Man, come on, waste my time with that bullshit.
Sir?
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, don't waste my time with that kind of nonsense.
This is no nonsense, sir. If you saw this dog's...
Well, we don't do that here, okay?
Sir, if you looked into this dog's eyes, you would tell it. You could see it's human.
Wait, did you hear what I just told you?
Yeah, why are you getting so angry?
Because I don't have time for nonsense like you.
How dare you? How dare you call this dog... Weird.
Wow, that guy got angry.
Why did he get so mad?
I don't know. I mean, he wasn't into the idea of same-sex marriage to start with.
I don't know why.
So,
should we call him again?
I don't know. I feel like we should because I'd like to get this guy going.
Well, I feel like we should only because it's not really fair to my dog, Chocolate.
Exactly.
Let's call one more time. Just one more. I got really upset. Wow. I'm not sure why he got that. He didn't think it was a prank call either. I think he just was upset by the idea.
Yeah, he was definitely, he didn't like the cut of your jib on that one.
No, maybe I can talk to the manager. We'll see what happens here. Boy, that guy got angry. I'm not sure. You know, I think we're ringing?
Not yet.
I think it was number 7 is the number you pushed to get right to our gentleman.
Famous, a little white wedding chapel where all your dreams...
There we go.
Transferring you to
wedding coordinators.
Okay, let's try this.
Please wait a moment.
No idea what's going to happen here. And here we go. Jeremy?
Sorry, no one is available to answer the call. Mailbox. Six,
I think
zero,
they're seeing our number.
Coordinators.
Oh, is that
please
what it is?
Yeah, you can leave a message.
To end recording, hang up or press one for more features.
All right, maybe we'll call him later.
Yeah, give him a little time. Maybe, wait for the second shift.
Maybe, just give him some time to cool off, cool his heels. I was just getting into that, too. Those calls are best... If you're going to prank anyone, the best way to do it, I find, is to just keep calling. But unfortunately, here at the studio, they can see our phone number. Makes it a little more difficult for us to sneak through.
Yeah, we go out as an 800 number, so right away that's a little bit of a red flag.
Yeah, that's tough. Why don't we try, just for fun, this 24-hour fitness number I gave you? We are just going rapid fire here. It's on a separate page, Jeremy. Do you see that? And when you give them a call, push the number 7 in the menu, and that should take us right to someone. And again, if you're just joining us, this is Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question. And tonight, trying something a little different. I am feeling inspired to pull some prank phone calls. Haven't done this yet on the show. I love doing it in real life. So I figured, why not do it with a microphone? Right, Jeremy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I think we've done okay so far.
Yeah.
We need to keep, I want to keep someone on the phone a little longer if possible. So we are calling a 24-hour fitness. Duke is going to call again, this time as just an interested person. And then you'll push 7 to get to the...
Sherman Oaks 24, this is Josh. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Josh. This is Duke. How are you tonight?
I'm very good, Duke. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I had a couple questions.
Sure.
I live in the San Fernando Valley, and I was looking for a gym to work out in, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
I was wondering, what is the facility like for working out, if you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. What is that?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean, Josh.
I guess.
You know. How's that? How's the workout, if you know what I mean?
Well.
Yes.
I guess.
Josh?
Yeah, it's good. It's good working out, I guess.
It's a good workout. Okay, yeah. I think I know what
you mean. You know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
Very good.
Yeah, do you have bathing facilities or like a hot tub or showers or whatnot?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and could you describe the showers for me, please?
They're all individual showers, obviously separated from men and women.
Okay, that's fine. That's actually quite nice. Can you give me the square footage of each individual stall, please, Josh?
Unfortunately.
ID, please?
Pardon me?
Yes, please.
Unfortunately, we cannot.
Oh, you cannot
do that.
We
don't have any cameras in the, inside of the locker room areas.
Oh, I was just looking for the square footage to know just how much room there is in each, quote, individual shower stall.
That's actually a great question. I have no idea.
Thank you. Would it accommodate two grown men?
I don't believe so.
No. What about, I'm rather slight. I'm about 5 feet and I weigh, I would say about 102. And if I were with someone that were less...
Oh, man, that was going good.
Yeah, I think we need to call him one more time.
Probably call them back, yeah.
I think that will make it through because there's like a menu.
Right.
So he won't know where it is.
All right, let me work on that.
Yeah, sure. I thought we were getting in a nice rhythm there. I guess it was just too soon, too quick maybe with the two men in the shower.
Yeah, you might have to draw it out a little longer,
I think, with that guy. I thought I had him on the hook. It's like fishing, everyone. You know, when you do these things, you never know how long you're going to be able to keep him on the hook. I had that guy pretty long, but I want to give him one more. His name is Josh. Josh. He sounded really busy. You know, for a 24-hour, he seemed like it was like noon over there.
In the valley?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Thank you for calling 24 Hour Fitness. Okay, with more than 400 locations.
You just push 7. Thank you. Here we go. Is he going to answer? Let it ring.
They're 24-hour fitness, man. Somebody has to answer, right?
Someone. Hopefully it'll be someone else. I'll wait this out. I get what's going on here. So if you're just joining us... Oh, and if you'd like to give us a call, our number here is 800-893-9562.
It's funny. We're being blacklisted as we go.
I know. It's kind of crazy. I'm surprised no one's picking up. Let's try one more time. You know what? Let's go back to the wedding chapel. We'll give them a breather. We'll go back to the wedding chapel. It's not pretty how it's done, but when we hit it, when you hit it, it's just magic. We've come really close pretty quickly. We've had a pretty good hit rate. So we are calling, if you're just joining us, we're calling the a wedding chapel where I've been portraying a man named Duke who's in love with his dog Chocolate. And we're trying to see if I can arrange for a wedding ceremony at this chapel. I was hung up on, or Duke was hung up on. The man who answered was very upset. The idea of a man making a full life commitment to an animal, I suppose. I don't understand it, but you'd think in Vegas, they say, you know, anything goes. It's Sin City. It's what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Obviously not if you want to marry your pet.
Transferring you to
wedding coordinators.
Oh. Here we go.
Please wait a moment.
I think he's going to pick up now. Think he's going to pick up, Jeremy?
My wedding chapel.
Yes, hi. This is Duke. I called a little earlier, and the phone was disconnected.
No, it wasn't. That person hung up on you.
Oh, they did. What happened? Why was that?
I got tired of talking to you, I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just looking for a place where I could marry my my four-legged friend. And
you got to find another place.
Is there any suggestions you could help me with?
None whatsoever. Not in Nevada.
No, is there?
Try a different state.
What's the problem?
Dude, we just don't do it.
What's the problem? Why don't you do it?
I don't know, man. We don't do it.
I mean, it's not.
I don't know what the problem is, and we just don't do it.
I mean, the dog, if it's about being well-behaved, the animal is well-behaved, and it's completely potty-trained.
It wouldn't. I don't care if the dog's well-trained or potty-trained or not. We don't do them. Don't you understand? We do not do those type of ceremonies.
Well, this the reason I'm asking, sir, is only because I've read about what a wonderful facility you have.
It's a great facility, but we don't do those type of ceremonies.
If there's any chance, perhaps I could pay you a little more.
You couldn't pay me $5,000. We wouldn't do it.
$10,000?
$10,000 wouldn't do it either. You'd have to find a different state.
Is it because it's an animal, sir?
It's because it's an animal.
Really?
Yeah, that's correct.
Have you ever looked into the eyes of a dog you loved?
Man, I've got three Shih Tzus at home. I look in their eyes every night, and I'm not going to marry none of them.
You never thought about making love?
No. You crazy, man.
You think that's crazy?
Go bark up another tree, would you?
Sir, why are you being so hard on me?
Because I'm tired of talking to you, and I've got things I really got to do that's more important than talking this bullshit to you.
Well, sir, this is the love of my life.
That was funny. You almost got into something there when he brought up his dogs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know, I tried. But yeah. That was... Okay, I think we've done it with him. At least for now. We'll give him a little breather. Let's call the 24-7 place. Let's call the 24-hour fitness place. We've given them enough time to kind of gain their composure. This is working, actually, this idea of waiting a little. You know, it's like we don't give up. That's also the key to this. Oh, man, that was really funny. I love that guy. I think that guy's great.
He's going to be telling a lot of people about his phone call, you know, tonight.
Yeah. He's got three Shih Tzus. I think I want to call him and ask him about his Shih Tzus and if they swing.
On 24-hour fitness with more than 400 locations.
Here we go.
Sherman Oaks 24, this is Josh. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, Josh. This is Duke. We were talking a little earlier, and I think we got disconnected. I was talking about a membership.
Josh isn't having it.
I hadn't even gotten the words out of my mouth. All right, we'll give him a little time. We know he's going to be there. It's 24-7. All right, let's talk to... Let's call a pharmacy. I've got a fun thing.
Okay.
Before you do that, anyone just joining us, this is Vic Cohen. The show is called It's a Fair Question. Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question. The show, if you needed to give us a call. Oh, there's a phone call here. It was dropped. Oh, that's too bad. We had an 818 number.
No, it's me.
Who is this?
It's Drew.
Hey, how are you, Drew? Drew Marks.
I'm doing all right.
From Bad
Enjoying
Advice.
Your show, Vic. You're crazy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it feels
time.
Like it's good to hear your voice. Are you doing well tonight?
I am doing just great, but I had an idea for one of your calls.
Oh, okay, great. Let's hear it.
You should just call a hotel and explain that you just stayed there.
Yes.
And you left something in the room that you would like to get back. It's personal. It was a used condom, and you just don't want that sort of thing lying around.
Oh, that's interesting. That's fun. Okay.
Just a thought.
No, I like that. I've got a few others here that I want to get to, but I might do that. That's really funny. I like that. Have you been listening the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. You're a maniac. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know what it's like. I mean, what's fun is we don't know what's going to happen, and I just love that.
Oh, you know, yeah. No, that's always what makes it great.
Being in the moment is so fun. Well, thank you for calling, Drew.
You're welcome.
I'm dedicating this next one to you.
Okay, thank you.
Just for you to call. No, it's going to be fun. I think you're going to really like it.
All right.
Thanks for the suggestion, too.
Very funny.
All right. Thanks, Drew.
All right. Bye.
This is what I call the toothbrush vagina bit. That's what I'm calling this one. That was Drew Marks, everyone. He hosts a show here on Saturdays called Bad Advice. I'm part of the crew. And it's a great show. You can catch it on Saturdays at 2 p.m. Pacific time at skidrowstudios.com. And you can go to iTunes. It's also on Sirius Radio.
Yep.
Sirius XM.
Extreme Talk XM 165.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And he's a great guy. And the whole group is just fantastic. Okay, so let's make this phone call. We're calling a pharmacy. And I'm going...
You want me to take you to the pharmacy, right?
I do. Take us to the pharmacy. I am playing Esther... And she's had a problem. She has a little problem, and she needs to talk to a pharmacist immediately. Oh, and also get the buzzing sound effect ready and the dog sound effect, if you have that, if you can find it. All right, this is going to be interesting.
For your prescription, press 8. If you are a doctor or doctor's representative, press 1. If you are a patient, press 2. To hear pharmacy hours and... To use Walgreens Touch Tone Prefill Service, press 1.
We'll get there.
To leave a message for the pharmacy staff, press 2. To check if your prescription is ready for pickup,
I think you do.
Press 3. To speak to one of our pharmacy staff, press 0.
There
to
we go.
To return to the main, please hold to
Hello?
Speak to one of our pharmacy staff.
Hello?
What did you want that buzzer to sound like?
Like a vibrating, like a bzzz, like a vibrator kind of? Electric toothbrush? Yeah, it should sound like... The best way to say is electric toothbrush, and it shouldn't be too loud.
Thank you for calling Walgreens. I'm going to help you.
Yes, hello. My name is Esther. Are you a pharmacist?
Yes.
Oh, and what's your name, doll?
Tan.
Well, I'm sorry?
Tan.
Tan?
Yes.
I've got a very, very private problem. I'm so happy a lady answered. It's kind of a girl problem. And I was in your store early in the day... And I purchased an electric toothbrush. And
An electric toothbrush. Electric toothbrush. Okay.
Yes. And I decided that I needed to clean my vagina. So I used the toothbrush, and this is very embarrassing, but I used it in my vagina. And the toothbrush slipped into my vagina hole. And the vibrating has been going on for about 12 hours. Oh, I don't know if you can hear
what?
This.
It's still in there?
It's still in there, yeah.
Can you unplug it?
I'm trying to unplug it, but it's just so deep. The head of it went past my cervix.
You better go see an emergency room.
Well, honey, I don't have insurance, and I bought it at your place.
Yeah, but then that's it. I cannot do anything because I cannot help you because I cannot, I don't see it, so I cannot tell you what to do, you know, to go in there and get it out.
Well, sweetheart, is
it... Fired everything, and you cannot get it out, and that's it.
Well, here's...
Go to the urgent care.
Well, sweetheart, it's embarrassing, and I have no insurance, so what I used to...
I know, but I have no succession. I don't know what to do in that case either.
Well, you're a pharmacist, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right, but I don't do surgical.
Well, it's not surgical. I just need someone
that's
to...
I don't know how to get it in there, to success to you, to get it in there.
I just need someone to pull it out.
You want me to go to your house and pull it out for you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Are Bye-bye. You there? Hold on. Call her back. She got off the phone too quick. And this is an emergency. I don't
yeah.
know. Will you please call her back?
Yeah, no, I'm going to.
I mean, I don't know what. She's the one who suggested coming to my house, and then she hung up on herself. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
She's like, you want me to come to your house? I go, yes. Then she hangs up on me. Like, she offended herself with her own comment and hung up on me. I wasn't even going to go there. I was going to say, I'm going to come to the pharmacy and have her remove it. Wow, that was really quick. That was very dismissive and disappointing. Are we calling back?
Yeah, we're calling right now.
Okay.
This one's got a few menus, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And if that doesn't work, I want to try this one again. Oh, I've got some backup pharmacies there, too. I gave you on that sheet of paper.
Thank you for calling your 24-hour Walgreens.
Here we go. We'll see what happens.
With convenient pharmacy drive-through service.
I'll go through the drive-through.
Order prescription refills in seconds are free. Our store is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Para servicio en español, oprima el número 9. Order prescription refills in seconds from our free Walgreens mobile app. Go to walgreens.com/mobile to learn more. For the pharmacy department, press 1. All other to refill your prescription, press 8.
Okay.
Please hold to speak to one of our pharmacy staff.
All right, here we go. I like how every time they hang up on me, I say, I've been disconnected. It's never an acknowledgement. I'll try this one more time. And then we got to call that wedding chapel again.
Bring up the what's the dogs he brought up?
Chocolate. Oh, yeah, the Shih Tzus.
Shih Tzus, yeah.
I'm going to ask if he could, we could be Facebook friends and he could send me pictures of it. She'll pick up.
This is Tom. Can I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Esther. I believe we were speaking a few minutes ago and I think we got.
About your electric brush?
Yeah, we got disconnected and this isn't a medical emergency.
Ma'am.
Yes.
Listen to me. I cannot help you. I'm sorry. You have to go to the emergency.
Well, let me ask you this,
okay?
Please. I need you to talk.
Beyond my feel, okay?
Can you just
sorry.
Ma'am, I bought the toothbrush at your store. I mean, it was
okay.
And the box says that it was for cavities. I used it in a cavity. I mean, I feel like there's got to be some kind of help you can offer me. Anything?
Okay. But as I said, it's beyond my scope. I cannot help you.
What if I'm parked in the parking lot? Can I just walk in and you can just look at it?
Ma'am, I can't. Okay, this is not a clinic.
It's not a clinic?
No.
Well, am I in any danger?
Ma'am, I suggest you go to the emergency room, okay?
Okay, before you go, my dog keeps trying to tug at it. My dog, Chocolate. I'm really concerned. It thinks it's like a play toy or something. And I'm not sure what to do with that either.
Okay, sorry, I cannot help you. Thank you.
Chocolate, down.
Bye-bye.
Down, boy.
Bye-bye.
Don't hang up. I need help. What kind of, like, horrible life is that, old lady? Not the pharmacist.
Yeah.
But there's a dog, like, barking up her vagina.
Yeah. And she has a toothbrush stuck in her vagina.
Right.
And she can't work it out. She can't figure out what to do about that.
No. Let's call that chapel just one
okay.
last time, and then we'll call the other place back. Let's do that. We'll call the chapel now. If you're just joining us earlier, Duke, my cousin, wanted to be married at this particular chapel, and he was denied. This will be a third time. He's calling, and we'll see if the gentleman I was speaking to, or Duke was speaking to, told me he has 3 Shih Tzus. I think that's an opening for some conversation.
Definitely.
We'll see what he says. Are we patched in yet?
We're almost there.
Okay, great. Gosh, this is fun.
Thank you for calling the world-famous A Little White Wedding.
I'm having, like, complete deja vu.
Aren't you?
Transferring you to
wedding coordinators.
Please wait a moment.
Here we go. We'll see what happens here. I think that 3 is going to be the charm.
Sorry, no one is available to answer the call. Mailbox 60.
Okay, all right, that's fine. He's maybe on a smoking break or something. I don't think it's us. I really don't. You know what I love about this also is actually for people who do these prank calls, if you ever do them at home, we are hitting it really. We have got a great success rate here. I mean, we've been engaging.
Actually, very good. Yeah, we've tried to do this before.
No, we are. I think we're rocking it.
Yeah,
out. I really do. Let's call the toothbrush lady one more time at the pharmacy. And actually, you know what? Let's try a different pharmacy.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Let's do this. Let's call Denny's. There's a Denny's. Let's call it Denny's. And I'm going to say this is an idea I had, but I'm encouraged because Drew had an idea about leaving something behind. It's similar to what I had. It's very similar.
Yeah, that was similar. Go for that, yeah.
You think so?
I think that would be funny, yeah.
Okay, it's a little dirty.
But you got to be vague about what it is, but you know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, all right. Yeah, let's just call them real quick. And we'll see what they say. This is, again, you're listening to It's a Fair Question, Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question. It keeps the official title. And if you want to give us a call, the number is 800-893-9562. Normally, our typical format is I grill someone for an hour and really learn about them. Tonight, we're going to do something a little different. I'm grilling strangers, I guess. Doing my favorite activity, phony phone calls.
Thank you for calling, Dennis. How may I help you?
Yes. Hi. My name is Duke. Are you the manager?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. I'm a bit embarrassed. Are you in a private area?
Pardon me?
Are you in a private area? Because I was a customer in the store a little earlier for breakfast, and I left something behind, and I wanted to know if you had seen it.
What did you leave behind, then?
Sir, it's very personal, and I appreciate if you would keep this just between us, okay?
I'm in the office, ma'am. Nobody's here.
Okay, wonderful. This is very awkward. Sir, you know, some men like to wear jewelry on their private parts.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yes, sir. You know what, do you as well? Sir?
Pardon me?
Do you as well? You also?
Also what, ma'am?
Wear jewelry on your private parts?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I generally wear something on the tip of my penis. It's called a Prince Albert. And earlier today, I was eating a Grand Slam breakfast. And I guess in the excitement of the whipped cream, and I was with my significant other, I have a dog named Chocolate I had in the store. And I believe it slipped off my rather erect penis. And I was wondering if that's been returned to the lost and found. It's a Prince Albert. It's got, there's some diamonds on the tip. It's flavored. It smells like bacon.
No, ma'am. Nobody returned anything to me like that.
No. Do you know what I'm talking about, sir? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, sort of.
Yeah, it's jewelry for the penis. You know, I'm a man. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you said ma'am, and believe me, I take that as a compliment because I'm almost through with the operation. I'm just curious. Do you have any jewelry there for the penis?
No, ma'am.
Are you sure?
No, sorry. Nobody returned anything to us like that.
Okay.
Usually, if they find anything, they give it to me, you know.
Right.
And I keep it in the lost and found. But today, I came in at 8 o'clock, and nobody.
You were there at 8? Because I 8 p.m.
Pardon me?
At 8 p.m.?
Yes, I came in at 8 p.m. I start my shift.
And there was no Prince Albert? There was no penis jewelry?
No, ma'am.
No. The other question I wanted to ask you, and again, I apologize. This is horrifically embarrassing. But I had there was a sex act done in the booth. And I'm long gone. I've left the store. And I want to apologize ahead of time for the cleanup. And will you accept my apology?
Yes, no problem.
Yes, I mean, it was like buckets of, shall I say, fresh and fruity, if you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it was quite a mess. It was very sticky. And I don't know, is that a health code violation?
I don't know, man. Tell you the truth.
Yes. You said you're in the office. It's
yes.
Okay. It's a table right by the booth by the office, and there
our
was
our office is in the back.
Right. Oh, okay.
Nothing to do with the front.
Oh, I see. Okay, then I'm mistaken. I just wanted to know if there's anything I can do. Would you like me to come by and clean up my mess?
No. Don't worry about it.
Really? Is this something that happens a lot in the restaurant?
Yeah, we take care of it ourselves. Don't worry about it.
A lot of men lose their juice in the restaurant?
I don't know. That's the first time I hear.
Yeah, but I want to tell you, sir, I want to thank you because if it were not for your tasty breakfasts, I am certain that I would not have lost my sperm.
Yeah, I understand.
You're in particular, I want to tell you that your pancake syrup had me fully blossoming.
Thank you.
Yes, I was throbbing like when I was a teenager. I mean, yes. And
okay.
Is there before you
I
go,
gotta kind of go, you know, I'm running the business, you know.
I'm almost done, sir. I want to thank you, and I wanted to know if I were to send a letter to corporate with your name and telling them how wonderful your syrup made me feel in my groin, would that be okay?
No, please don't do that.
No, why is that? You do such a wonderful job, sir.
Thank you. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes, and also, before you go, sir.
Pardon me?
Sir, I want to tell you, you do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
And next time I come in, I was wondering if you would personally dine with me.
No problem. Thank
yes,
you.
I'm going to ask for you, and will you sit on my lap?
I cannot do that.
Is it against company policy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a score.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I got to go here. I got to kind of visit.
I'm sorry. You are such a gentleman, and I got to tell you, I'm getting aroused right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Am I alone?
Pardon me?
Am I alone on that? Because it is a fair question.
Yeah, I need to go kind of like I have a business right now to run, and this place is busy, so.
Okay, I understand. I understand.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Wow, that was great.
I love that guy.
What a nice guy.
See, there are good people out there.
You just told this guy that you dumped buckets of sperm in his booth, and he's just like, don't worry about it. No problem, man.
No,
we got you.
Just a typical call.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't mind, I need to get to work now. If that didn't throw him, I'm just wondering, like, what is a call that would get this guy worked up? That was awesome. Oh, I loved that. That was so much fun. That is what I call, like, if we were to do a little example of like a really good, solid, tight prank call, that just felt
good. That was good.
That felt really good. It had a beginning, a middle, and an end. If you want to give us a call, the number here is 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562. I'm Vic Cohen. You're listening to Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question. Today, I've turned our little format upside down. Normally, I have a guest here in the studio. And things can get pretty serious as well as funny as I probe their minds and never hold back in asking questions. Well, tonight, similar but different, because everyone I'm talking to tonight has no idea I'm calling and has no idea the questions I'm asking them really are all under the premise of a big practical joke, a big prank. And speaking of pranks, we have a few running right now. We've had a few hang-ups. Don't like those hang-ups. We got to remedy that. I think we need to call... I think we should call that pharmacy one last time.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that. This is Esther who's calling. Esther has a toothbrush that has been unfortunately lodged in her vagina. She needs help. She's under distress. She has no insurance. Twice now, the pharmacist has encouraged her to go seek attention in other places. Esther last asked the pharmacist if she could come into the store, and she was turned down. And we're going to see one last time if perhaps this pharmacist will be of more assistance. Are we rolling here? We've got the... Are we dialing? There we go.
Thank you for calling your 24-hour Walgreens with convenient pharmacy drive-through service.
Para servicio en español,
oprima el número 9. Order prescription refills in seconds from our free Walgreens mobile app. Go to walgreens.com/mobile to learn more. For the pharmacy department, press 1. All other to refill your prescription, press 8. Please hold to
we will to get there, I promise.
Staff. How many remote control channel? I go on the other
hand. Did you push the right... Are we on hold?
Laptop, smartphone...
Yeah, that's hold.
No matter what device you have, no matter where
so they're getting
you
a free Geico commercial out of our show.
Or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that. Geico,
hello? 15 minutes could save you. Where are you?
More on car insurance.
All right, come on.
Thank you for calling One Great Lucy. Can I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Esther. We spoke a little earlier. I think we got disconnected. And
hold on, okay? I transfer you to the manager.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Esther is going to the manager.
Thanks for holding us. It's Mike. How can I help you?
Yes, hello, Mike. My name is Esther. First of all, I want to thank you. You have a wonderful pharmacist. She's been of great assistance. I have a problem. I don't know if she's mentioned it to you, but I purchased an electric toothbrush, and this is very humiliating to say, but the toothbrush has been lodged in my vagina, and I'm looking for some help on how to get it out. I see nothing in the directions. Would you please help me?
There's nothing that I can actually personally recommend or say to do, just because that's something that you need medical advice for.
Well, it's just, you know, it slipped in. It's been in for about 12 hours. At first, to be honest, sir, Mike, is it? You know, you sound just like my son. You sound wonderful. You're a very sweet man. It slipped in by accident. I was just cleaning myself, I swear. It wasn't for pleasure. And I'm looking at the box I got. I purchased this in your store, and there's no warning about it not being placed in the vagina.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's nothing. Like, I can't recommend anything. You'd have to call, hospital.
Well, I have no insurance, Mike.
There's nothing we can, like... I can recommend whatsoever.
Well, Mike, you're in the store, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm in the parking lot. I walked over. And I was wondering if I came into the store and asked for you, would you at least take a look at it?
No, I would not be able to.
And why is that?
Because it would be inappropriate for me to do so.
But you'd be helping out Esther. You'd be helping me out.
Unfortunately, there's nothing I can do on that. Like I said, I am not a medical professional.
Well, I need... Michael, all
nothing
I
can do...
May I call you Michael, sweetie? May I call you Michael, sweetie?
Like I said, there's nothing I can do.
If you look... I just feel like every time I get it in my fingers, it slips, and it goes deeper. And I'm thinking that you, sir, could take your fingers... and just pull it really quickly and get them done. How's that?
Because
I feel like your store's responsible. I bought it in your store, sir.
Again, there's nothing I can do. I'm sorry I'm going to end this conversation because it's become very inappropriate.
Well, is there anything that would you, sir? We're just talking about the body. I mean, it's a product I purchased at your store. You usually say customer satisfaction. I'm trying to get some satisfaction and help here. I'm feeling awkward already.
I can't take this call personally at all seriously.
Is it making you aroused, Michael?
Yeah, I kind of figure you're dicking around here. Thanks. See you later. Bye.
No. No. There's no dicking around here.
He was very diplomatic.
I want to tell you something. That guy is great. He gave great customer service. And let's be honest, he didn't think I was fooling around at the beginning.
You know, you're actually doing a service. You're showing these companies that they have great employees.
You're
that,
right.
That
I
understand
agree.
How to handle, you know, awkward conversations.
You are so right, Jeremy. That's Jeremy working with the board with me. And, you know, Jeremy's right. I'm kind of like a secret shopper.
Right.
But we're trying different strategies to see how the stores basically work under pressure, under duress. And I have to say that gentleman did a wonderful job, as did the pharmacist. And I feel like we are doing a service here.
Yeah.
So we have time for like one. I know we barely have time for one more. I don't know. What do you think? I've got a cousin in New York. What time is it there? It's about.
It's 2. It would be 2:12 there. 2:12 in the morning.
So I do the fake radio call, do you think? Or I'm like,
it's worth a shot. I mean, what do you think are the chances of him picking up?
Oh, they're pretty good, but the guy's going to probably be really unhappy.
Well. Yeah.
So let's just do it. You've got the number.
All right.
This is the DJ. I'm going to be, here we go. I always like this because we're going to call him as if he's called us. All right, that's how this is going to work. And if he's asleep, he'll be completely disoriented. He won't know what's happening. That's what the idea is here. That's the premise behind this. And we got to do it fast. My name is going to be Phil Fleming. Phil Fleming. Hey, it's Phil Fleming. Are we dialing? Because I do not hear that number.
It's dialed.
It's what? Hello, you. We're calling New York City. Here we go. Let's see what happens. Maybe nothing. We may get no answer. It'll be very disappointing.
Okay. Hang up. Here, I want you to call this number. This is
I can't see that.
Okay, I'm going to bring it over.
Okay.
And then I want you to call this number. Hold on one sec.
I'm walking over to the glass to show Jeremy. Can you read that? 713-1291.
Okay, you got it?
Okay.
This is my aunt. She's great. She's my Aunt Jan. And I'll do the same thing with her. She's very polite. She'll be amazing. She's not the best person to prank because she's so sweet. This will be funny. Cut to her, like, cuddly, swearing at me. Are we rolling? Be funny if she recognized me. She's like, Victor. That's what she calls me sometimes. Okay. Oh.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been...
Oh, no. I know what it was. It was the... Somehow it got lost in translation here. I'm going to text it to you.
Yeah, text that to me.
And we'll do this real quick. We only have a minute left. If you want to hear my... see my hidden camera stuff, my video stuff, go to viccohen.com. That's viccohen.com. And I would love for you also to be a Facebook friend of mine. It's also Vic Cohen, and you can follow me at Twitter at VicCohen.com. Next week, we have an incredible guest. I'm not going to tell you who, but I guarantee you are going to love him. He rarely does interviews. He's done very few, actually, and he's a household name. Most people do know this guy, and I think the interview is going to be fascinating. We're going to wrap things up with this final call. I've got literally 20 seconds. You know what? I don't know if we have time. Is it ringing?
Keep going.
Okay. Here we go. And she should pick up.
Hello, this is Phil Fleming.
No. Nope. Sounds like it's going away. Okay.
Sounds like maybe she picked up and hung up right away or something.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, well, we're going to have to end it because we're out of time.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was great.
That was a lot of fun, wasn't it, Jeremy?
That was a lot of fun. Definitely.
Thank you. You did a great job.
Thanks,
thank you for running the board, keeping things smooth with the phone calls. I want to thank all of you for listening. I also want to thank a very special thank you to Michael Martinez, who's been videotaping, putting this all on tape for us. That's been really helpful. I can't wait to look at this stuff. And we want to thank you, of course. Thank you so much for listening. Please keep on listening. Subscribe. Ask your friends to subscribe. And again, we've got an amazing show next week. Thanks again. All righty. Bye-bye. And it's a fair question. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair question. It's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question. I'm Vic Cohen, and it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair, it's a fair question.